morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. Here you are one more day in the gym, so to speak. We're training partners doing some MTC, mental toughness conditioning. And I'm here as your friend, as your buddy, just kind of taking you through a series of questions, maybe telling a few stories to get you thinking about your life, the actions that you're taking. Where are all these actions taking you? What's the result you're after? What's the real result that you're after, not just the one you think you're after? Right? This game, this challenge, this puzzle called life, putting it together one day at a time, one thought, one action, one podcast at a time. This is your daily discipline, your daily ritual to take your life to that next level. Thank you for putting your faith and trust in me and listening to this podcast one more time, doing this for yourself. This small step, but little by little, you should be at least having great conversation and interesting conversation with your friends, right? Things that we talk about, stimulating thought. At the very least, you have interesting things to talk about or things to post on social media that everybody can relate to, right? But more than that, along the way, whether you realize it or not, you can't help but become better and better at whatever it is you do the more you think about it. And this is something so important called your life. I understand that whatever we're after, it seems like it takes five times as long to get there, if we ever get there. It is five times more challenging, five times more expensive than we thought it was when we took the journey. If we knew it was going to be this challenging, this difficult, we may have never even set our sights on some goals, right? I know how that seems at time. Maybe you're going through that in your life right now. You may know this, though, too, is that when you finally do reach those feelings, those emotions that you're getting from that goal, that achievement that you set out to do, man, you wear that, you get to own that, it builds momentum, and then over time, you know, it's 10 times of a greater feeling and emotion, that sense of accomplishment, that sense of self-worth and confidence as you look back than you ever thought it was going to be. All right, so it's just stepping up day after day after day, doing a little bit every single day, and listening to this podcast, having me take you through this process. It's just one more way. You just got to trust and believe that these small little disciplines that you do every single day are going to help you piece this dream of yours together, getting that great mental state. The great thing about this, once you get into the habit of downloading this podcast, having it come to you, whether it's through iTunes automatically, and just getting the habit of listening to it at the same time every single day, you just can passively listen to it and let me take you through the process. But I just want to tell you, I understand the challenge. Here I am. It's Sunday morning at 4:30 a.m. Sometimes, you know, we're not at a level 10 all the time in terms of excitement. And sometimes it's just a good tool just to kind of gauge where we're at. Just think about it. Okay, where am I right now? Because just thinking about it, I mean, you can crank that up. You may feel like a 6 or a 7 by just focusing on it, where I am. Where am I right now in terms of mental alertness, all right? That sharpness, that crispness, that enthusiasm, that focus, that determination. Where are my goals? What am I doing? Why am I doing all this? Just by getting into that discipline of asking yourself that question, if you're at a 6 or a 7, just by doing so, you're going to crank that up to a couple notches, right? Do that right now. Where are you right now? And think about where you want to go, and boom. Maybe you've done this before. This is something that I've mentioned quite a few times on this podcast. Again, you know, we're just harnessing all that power, all that talent, that those resources that you already have, just finding ways to manipulate, use our mind to use all of this that we already have at a higher level, more consistently. Little by little, we just become a better person. We make that man formation. So, you know, today I want to talk about allocating your energy, all right? Cycling your energy and your power. I talk a lot about everybody talks about. Maybe a lot of your thoughts and action goes towards your goals. All right, and if they're not towards these goals, therefore these feelings and emotions that you want to feel, happiness, joy, love, connection, fulfillment, confidence. Right, that's what all the goals are for. That's what all the achievements for all the feelings. So I don't know if you're a person who is always looking for that love, that happiness, that connection, that confidence. All right, feeling in control, if you go directly to the feelings, or you go for those feelings by way of focusing on a particular goal in front of you, maybe a combination of both. But, you know, to being able to exert a 10 level of energy all the time, I don't know how possible that is. We want to get as close to a 10 as possible. But, you know, working out in the gym, there's a lot of training styles that, you know, actually have you go through different phases of interval type of training where there are times where you're putting forth the most energy. It's really challenging. But psychologically, you know that then they're going to drop it down where you use, you know, it's half as difficult. Sometimes a third of the difficulty, right? And you cycle your training. It just gives you some mental breaks along the way so you're not always trying to go at a level 10 all the time. You know, the reason for that is if you go too long and you want to believe, you convince yourself you're always going at a level 10, what happens is that, you know, you can only do so much. You start pacing yourself, right? So before you know it, you're level 8, which is good, you know, but that becomes your level 10. And so then you go all this time at a level 8 as far as focus, intensity, passion, enthusiasm, determination, and your 8 feels like a 10, and then you start dipping. So just like like training in the gym, interval type training, it's a good idea. It's a good idea to make sure that you go for it. I mean, with a training program that I have, Mass Machine Training, you know, I understand the psychology of training. So, you know, I don't have you intentionally, you know, use less effort, right? You go eight weeks and you're just going full out, or what you believe to be full out. And I understand that sometimes full out isn't full out, but I don't allow yourself to, okay, well, this week, just go at a level 7, right? Because you start saying that and then it just starts dropping. So, you know, the plan is to go full out for 8 straight weeks and then take a full week out of the gym, right? So it's a sprint and not an endless marathon, both mentally and physically. Then you come back refreshed. So you can always kind of reset your gauge of what all-out intensity is all about. It doesn't just blend together. Sometimes it's very noble. It's very noble of you. Good intentions, just I go hard all the time. All right. It's just not normally how it happens, no matter, you know, how great our intentions are or how hard our work ethic is. Same thing that goes for a very successful eating strategy. Something that I say for people is that, you know, during your work week where you're structured, you know, during the work week, you know, the traffic's the same. You get up at the same. You have to go to work. Most of us, the world works in a specific pattern. Maybe that's when you go to the gym at a specific time, if your work schedule is that way. It's easy to get into a pattern. It's easier to get structured in that manner. And so when people have their strict eating habits, right, the ones that they know that are going to get them where they need to go, right? The eating habits, you know, we don't have to get specific here. It really doesn't matter. But eating in a manner you know is going to help you reach your goals. Do that during the week. It's easier when you're structured, right, to do that, to make those sacrifices. It just happens a lot more easily than when you have the weekend. You have more variables. When you get up, you have the family around, or scheduling is different. The gym's closed. You know, you're off of work, right? That's probably a better time to, because you don't have the built-in structure. You know, those are the times where you reward yourself. You enjoy regular foods that aren't so strict, aren't so meeting all those goals for your body, right? You can have some fun, eat the pizza, eat the whatever with your family, enjoy those nights out. And you do that for like either one day or 2 days on the weekends, because over time, you know, sprinting for 5 days and then relaxing with your habits for 2 days, you're a lot farther ahead than trying to go be perfect all the time for seven straight days. And then you fall off the wagon, you get in some bad eating habits, and there's no starting point, there's no end point to the eating habits, right? But when you set it up in that manner, you can relax on the weekends, there's always that Monday. So, I don't know, you had a bad week, I don't know, it started on Wednesday, right? And you went to Thursday, Friday, Saturday. There's always a Monday that comes up to signify to that you get right back on those habits and take a new, a fresh new start, a new beginning, no matter what's happened in the past, right? Cycling your mental and emotional intensity sometimes is more important than what you physically do, right? It's a good pattern to do that. Well, you know, with all the stuff that we talk about during this morning connection, getting the most out of yourself, pushing yourself, it's the same thing too, is that always, always, always pushing yourself. You know, having high standards, it's important. Always being conscious of the things that I talk about is important. But sometimes you need to cycle that energy, that emotion, that focus, so that, you know, your 10 is really a 10, right? And, you know, a lot of times you could, I don't know how you do it, you may take the weekends off and then go Monday through Friday. If you have a regular job, what normally happens, and I know this is with me, even though, you know, I'm my own business person, entrepreneur, making the rules for myself, so to speak. Even within those rules, I create structure that, you know, I do this on Mondays, I do this on Tuesdays, this at this time, right? So even if you are your own boss, so to speak, you have to create certain structure. So whether or not somebody else is telling you or you've set it up for yourself, there are things you must do, right? So taking your life to the next level and doing the things that I talk about that are going to help you all the time in this podcast or the Morning Connection newsletter. If you're not on the Morning Connection newsletter, go to sltips.com/22. Get that daily dose of this MTC mental toughness conditioning. Again, that's sltips.com/22. You know, getting yourself ahead, doing the extra things, you know, listening to this podcast, again, you're introducing new thoughts, new ideas into your mind that, you know, my life experiences, what I have gone through in the past, maybe I've got a lot of years on you, we're going down the same path, we're a lot alike, it's just that I started on this journey a while before you, and so I've noticed a lot of things, I've read a lot of things, and so, you know, I'm telling you certain things, it's you're taking my life experiences and you're applying to your life. And again, at the very least, you have interesting stories to tell all your friends. Great conversation start. Be a very interesting guy because you could take all these things that, you know, I have to step up and I have to come up with something interesting, tap into my life experience. And I say them on this podcast. At the very least, you have interesting things to talk about with your friends, right? But it's this type of... It's above and beyond the daily structure, whether you're your own businessman or not. That's going to take you to the next level. You can't just, you know, do the 8-to-5 type of thing, right? So how are you going to always be pushing yourself to learn more and at the same time not burn out or not start believing that a level 10, you sink down and pace yourself, which is normal, that your level 8 is level 10, because before you know it, your level 8, which you believe is level 10, you know, it drops down to 6, and then you think that that's a level 10. Before you know it, 6 is level 10. So we have to cycle our energy and our emotion. And so here we are at the end of the month. This is a strategy that I've implemented, knowing the power of the mind and how sometimes we pace ourselves no matter what our intentions are. And so right now, I am clearing out the things that I must do. So I've got a lot of projects that I've got to clean up so that here we are at the first of the week. It's my kick-ass week. It's this at the beginning of every month, what I do is I just gear myself up to go into Superman mode. So regardless of how hard I think I work in the past, for 1 week, I'm just going to sprint, work the longer hours, demand more of myself, really go into, I don't know, level 12 out of level 10. And just like I talked about with the training or the eating, you know, it's a lot easier to put forth that effort if you know, all right, that there's a break inside. You know, you don't have to go at whatever this extraordinary level of discipline, of focus, of hard work forever, right? You're doing a little sprint. So I invite you, let's go through why don't I come up with a nice name for it, Sprint Week or Extraordinary Week. All right, I'll think about that. But here we are at the beginning of the month. I'll remind you that you know, but prepare yourself. You know, clear off all the loose ends that you can so you won't be bogged down. All right, maybe during this first week, you could really focus on one aspect of your life and your business. See, that's the thing about, again, taking your life to the next level. It's like, well, there's only so much time in the day, in your week, and we have so many responsibilities. And if you have all that time, it's life and business structures it, there becomes less time to do the extra things, all right? And you ever feel like you're always robbing Peter to pay Paul? You know, that's a normal part of how you allocate your time and energy. But again, if you can sprint knowing that you're robbing Peter to pay Paul, knowing that you're going to that extraordinary next level week, you'll see that, you know, the months just fly by. We're ending as I do this podcast live, we're ending our fourth month of 2014 already. Seems like it's flown by. So, you know, if you were to kick it up with me here in next week and do that sprint, that extraordinary week where you're going into Superman mode, man formation mode, just for 7 days, you would have had five of those weeks already, all right? And they stack up, and it's those little things. We have to look for the little things before we just get in that pattern, and before we know it, we're spending all our time and energy just doing the basics, and we know that the basics are just going to keep us where we are. We have to cycle that energy and that emotion and create these bust-through periods of times where we put that extraordinary effort. You know, so think of it. I talked about a lot of things in this podcast for you to think about is that, you know, cycling your energy and emotion and effort. You notice how I didn't say, so, you know, sprint, so the analogies weren't exactly perfect, because with the training, you take the whole week off, or with the eating, you enjoy the foods that you want. This one, I'm not necessarily telling you, so, you know, just sprint for a week, have that extraordinary man formation next level week where you just go all out on a scale from 1 to 10, you go to 12, you give up even more sleep, you find more ways, you clear off your schedule to do the extra things. You know, maybe if you, in a way, you don't do so much of the structure things, if you can get away with them just for a week during that extraordinary next level man formation week. You notice how I didn't say, so for the other 3 weeks of the month, you just take it easy. No, it's like you're really going at it, but you're really being conscious. You're really making an effort that first week goes off the charts on maybe a level 12. And then you just go back to 11, level 10, so to speak, or pushing yourself in the regular manner the other 3 weeks. So we're not necessarily taking a break because, again, like with the training program that I talk about, my mass machine training, you know, the bodybuilding thing, is that I don't have them like go through a series of week and this is your light week. This is the week where you don't pay as much attention. This is the week where you don't put as much effort. I never say that because your mind is already going to do that. If you allow yourself to just say, okay, I'm going to just totally slack off, what happens is those standards even get lower. So during those other 3 weeks, you're pushing yourself just like when we first were introduced to this podcast. You know, how you were pushing yourself. You're still going to do all that. You're still going to do all that. It just seems like semantics, but that first week, you're just going into extraordinary mode. So think about that. Start clearing off your schedule. I'll talk about that as we hit the first of the month, and we'll go through that I'll think of a creative name for it. Sprint week, extraordinary week, man formation week, next level week. Maybe using all those terms together to really go in a level 12. Just 7 more days, 6 more days, 5 more days. Come on, push yourself. I'll be your coach. We'll push ourselves through that week of that extra effort. Think about what you would do. Think about those projects that you really know you need to get on. All right, now, since you're going to be physically structuring your day and working harder and longer in that extraordinary week, right? Think of where you're going to put that energy and effort so we can start gearing up for that. But a lot of things I talked about, you know, thinking a level 10, our level 8 is level 10 as we naturally pace ourselves, even the best of us. Where does that fit in your life? How can you cycle this energy and this effort, right? So you really are, your level 10 is truly a level 10. And using, the calendar to structure all that time. And another thing I talked about during this podcast is that how do you steal the time when there's so much structure in your life? The time flies by quickly. If you don't take the time to do those extra things before you know it, you're just doing the basics. And doing the basics, you know, you may be at a point in your life where you're doing all right, maybe a stretch, a period where you're doing all right, but you want more. Doing the same things, living at the standard, you know, focusing on these same things is only going to keep you where you are, right? You got to introduce the thoughts. And again, that's what this podcast is for. You get to use my life experiences to interject them in your life and your thoughts. You know, find a few podcasts. Like I said, I'm a big podcast person for this exact same reason, is that the only way you're going to take your life to the next level is to introduce new thoughts from someone you respect and someone you admire, someone who's achieved the things that you want, who thinks the way you do too. And these podcasts are such a great way, and it could be, you know, this is personal development, motivation, this MTC mental toughness conditioning. But, you know, if there's a favorite comedian that you have that has a podcast, hearing the world from his perspective and his stories can be the same thing. You need to, you know, really use, you know, find about 5 or 6 podcasts. There's so many out there, and get three or five perspectives on the world and passively listen in the same manner the way you do this here. Because again, you got to shake up those thoughts. We look at the world, you know, through the same eyes. We have the same thoughts that developed a lot of times. You know, if you watch the movie that I recommended, The Kid, and you realize, you know, a lot of things we get programmed, and it's not to make excuses for ourselves or to blame our past, but it's just normal human beings, our experience of the past when we were younger, that we didn't, you know, have the insight or perspective to really make intelligent decisions, right? To really understand what was going on. It's guiding our thoughts and our actions today, whether or not we realize it, right? And so, if, you know, you watch that movie, The Kid, you can see maybe it sparks some emotion in you, maybe some forgiveness of why you do the things that you do, and help you understand why you do the things you do well. And again, give you some understanding, empathy, forgiveness for yourself on, you know, why you have these certain fears, or you have a hesitancy to get closer to the things that you want. Right? And so we have this way of thinking. We have to introduce new thoughts. You can't just stay in your bubble world and just put your head down because you're so determined to go to the next level. It's a great start, but this is just a great way of these podcasts to introduce new thoughts, to shake it up, shake it up, shake it up. Right? And I appreciate that you let me help you shake it up in your world. So let's talk about the 10-second daily disciplines. Right, we want to do this every single day. And as we go through this, what level of anticipation that you're going to come with this new breakthrough, new distinction, a new strategy, new insight of looking at the same old things, the same old questions that I ask you every single day, but you're in a level 10. How close are you to level 10 that, man, you're going to see it more clearly? You're going to come with a breakthrough just because you're putting through that effort one more time every single day. So, you know, when we get up to podcast number, you know, 249, man, you've been building, not just going coasting every time I ask this question. You're getting more clear on what it is you want, right? How close are you to level 10 right now? And can you crank that up a few notches? Yeah, of course you can. All right, so what was that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What's that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? Did you take action? Did you do something that you've been putting off and you finally just jumped into it? Even if it didn't pay off, right? You know, a lot of times you have to remember that just because you have good intentions, and I want to talk about, this is definitely a good podcast topic to talk about here this next week, is just because you have the good intentions and you set forth a plan, that doesn't mean that it's going to work. It's a great start. Maybe it took a lot of courage to get to the point to take that action, but that doesn't mean it's going to work. And, you know, I'll tell you is that I try so many things. I continue to try so many things as an entrepreneur, as a businessman, an internet marketer, all of the types of things. And, you know, I would say that, you know, 1 out of 10 works even close to the level that I expect, but I have to believe that all 10 of them are going to, this is the deal, right? Some of them are more sold on the others, so I jump right into it. Some, you know, I know it's a good idea. But I need to convince myself a little bit more before I jump into it. And really, there's really no rhyme or reason. The success rate or meeting that level of expectation seems to be the same, whether it's something I jumped right on because I was so convinced, or it's something I knew it was good for me. I knew this had a chance, and it, you know, for whatever reasons I put it off. I think the success rate is really about 1 out of 10 either way, and I'm just generalizing. But the point is, you got to hurry up and take those shots, right? So you hurry up and do 30 things. So with that 1 out of 10 success rate, you got 3 things that are working for you. So sometimes taking action is just, whether it succeeds or not, that should impress you. Hurrying up to get those 10. You know, I have a lot of sales people who their job is just how influential and persuasive they are. And it's 7 billion people on the planet. How many can you call? How many can you contact to sell them, to create that value that you know that is a great for them, great for you, creating that win-win situation? How many, the more you can call, the more success that you're going to have, right? So a lot of times it's just, you know, looking at the situation, how many calls can I get in? How many of those calls can I show up at a level 10 with my skill set, with my emotion, with my enthusiasm? And whether I succeed or not, I made all those calls, I'm getting better and better at what I do. So sometimes just taking action can impress you no matter what the outcome is. We can't be always outcome-minded because we know the process. What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? Right. Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, that experience, that feeling, that emotion, that material possession, whatever it might be, whatever you believe at this point would make you feel amazing about yourself, that you would have to step up for months, if not years, if it's any shorter than that. Of course, have those goals. But for this one, I want it to be big, to really make you stretch, to become that man that you really want to be. So the goal's got to be huge. It's got to cause you to be consistent, persistent, organize your energy, go through those extraordinary next-level man-formation weeks. The longer hours, the more pressure put on yourself, so you go back into regular mode. All right, what would that be? Is what you're doing right now, this is a question I want you to ask yourself throughout the day, is what you're doing right now really getting you closer to the results that you really want, those results that you really want? Not just short-term feelings. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel important. It's significant. All right? Because doing something because it's going to create an amazing life for you and your family is a lot different result than making you feel important or busy or cool or whatever. So is what you're doing really helping get the result that you really want? And I'm going to ask you, what is that result that you want? All right, so that's going to do it for this Morning Connection podcast day. Hey, congratulations one more time. We've hit it. The gym, we've sprinted for 30 minutes. Hey, now enjoy the rest of your day. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.